Okay, we have to continue. We're up to Perek Yud Aleph. Towards the end of Perek Yud Aleph, we're on the Pasuk Yud Ches. Pasuk Yud Ches begins, Hashem hodieni vo'eid do'o. Hashem has made known to me what He will do, the punishment that He will bring upon. The knowledge is the punishment. And then the Pasuk says, Oz, after I became aware of the punishment, us then, I wondered, why do they deserve the punishment? Us hirisani ma'alelehem, Hashem then showed me their sins. It's very interesting, the order of the pasuk. Hashem, normally, if you would expect Yirmiyah to say, Hashem has revealed to me their sins, all of their wrongdoings, and then showed me what he's planning to do to the ba'alei avera. And yet the pasuk is written in the reverse order. Hashem has showed me what He's going to do to the Baal Yavir, the punishment. And only then did Hashem show me why they deserved to be punished as they were. And that in itself is a very powerful limud Musar. A person never realizes that the Musar is, when a person does an Aveira, a person really can't possibly fathom what punishment he will receive for his Aveira. It's only in hindsight. Hindsight is 20/20, but it's not only 20/20 in understanding in why things happen. But it's even reward and punishment. The depth of punishment, it can only be appreciated in hindsight for the sin, and that's why the order is first. You made known to me the punishment. Only then could I fully comprehend the intensity or the magnitude of the actual Aveira. If you would have shown me the Aveira first, it would just be water off a duck. Okay, they did an Aveira. Okay, so what? And then you show me they got punished. Okay, so you would not necessarily connect the dots. You would not necessarily feel that the punishment is deserving. The punishment fits the crime. But when Hashem first shows the punishment and then works backwards to show the Aveira, then there's more of a guidance to understand. At least that's the connotation. That's what Hashem is trying to direct Yirmiyah to then fully understand the nature of the chet. Let's see the words of the Mesudas inside. Hashem has showed me the ra'ah ha'ra'ah ha'ba'ah, the evil that's going to come upon the people. And therefore, I am aware of it. I am aware of the punishment. Oz. Now here are the precise words of the Mitzudos. Only then when Hashem showed me the punishment, Oz giloli maseim asher loy toivim. Then Hashem first showed me their sins. Uvigmul, now I understand the gmul, the punishment, tavoy hara, and punishment for the evil deeds, comes the punishment that's written in the beginning of the pasuk. Okay, let's see Rashi. Rashi pasuk, par pasuk, yitches Hashem hodieni, Hashem revealed to me, kach omer hanavi, kach kadosh baruch hu, hodieni es pu anu son. Hashem showed me their punishment. Let's see the Radak. Pasuk Yud Ches. Hashem hodieni perish Adoni Avi Yizchon Levracha hodieni shayuchoshim lahachileni samaves. According to the Radak says that this pasuk is not, he's not interpreting the pasuk like Rashi and the Mitzudos. Instead, he's interpreting the pasuk is reference to what it's going to say in the next couple of psukim. The theme of the next few psukim is where Yirmiyah complains to Hashem that the people of, especially of Anosos, of his hometown, Yirmiyah lived in Anosos, were Shoim, and they planned to assassinate him. They planned to poison him. Not only did they want to poison him, but they wanted to kill him in a very sophisticated way where he would not be a martyr. This is what the Radak is going to say soon, really on the next page, is because if you just kill a person like Zechariah ben Yehoyada was assassinated. So he became a martyr. He was assassinated for giving Musar to Klal Yisrael, how dare you worship idols in the Beis HaMikdash. But if a person is poisoned and he dies a month later, or as the words of the Radak, he dies 8 or 10 days later. I don't know why he selected those two numbers, 8 or 10 days later, then no one will attribute his death to an act of assassination. They would say he got a cold, he got a flu, got pneumonia, And he just died a natural death. No one's going to memorialize him, treat him as a martyr. So that's what the next few psukim are going to see. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Yirmiyahu, watch out, they're out to get you. Don't eat anything they put in front of you, it's poison. Mam Shirish in the Pasuk. So the Radak here says that this Pasuk over here, Pasuk Yitches, is leading to that Pasuk. Hashem has revealed to me the assassination plot. And I know what they're going to do, therefore I have to, I can guard myself. Ozden Hirisani Ma'alehem, you have showed me their deeds. Let's see how the Radak translates what these words. Hashem Udiyani Perish Adoni Avizchon Levracha Hodiyani Shayu Choshrim Lahachileni Sam Hamavis. They are planning to poison him. Kemosha Omar B'Posik Shacharzeh Omar, like it says the next Posik, Omar Hodiyani Nove Eidoa Oz Yodati. And you have made known to me, you have made it known to me, and I know. Oz yodat, then I made no ki lo hayis yodeya, ki lo hayu oil alibi. I never in my wildest imagination, my wildest dreams would think, would suspect my own relatives, my own landsmen. Is that how you pronounce it? My landsmen? People from my country, from my hometown. I never would have imagined they would go so far to poison me. Ki ani lo hari oisi lohem, I have done no harm to them. If I give them musar, it's litoy vasam, it's for their benefit, and yoise. Os then hari seni ma'alehem, ki bezeh hirisani ma'alehem horoim, and through this awareness, that this yidiyah, this knowledge, I was now able to see the depth of their evil deeds, to see how evil these people are. He's complaining here primarily about the people in Klal Yisrael, especially the people from Bnei Anosos. And this is a very important point which a lot of the commentators pick up on, is that this is what they're willing to do to me, al achas kama v'kama, what they're willing to do to other people. Now, why is that a kal v'chomer? Why does the Radak make this a kal v'chomer? I do not know. Maybe Yirmiyahu, they wanted to kill him because he gave them Musar. But other people that were not giving them Musar, so why would they have it out to kill them? Why would they have it out to cause them harm? I don't know the answer. But he does make this statement, if they wanted to do this to me, maybe I'm a holy person, Allah has kama kama, they had no regard for the life of the average person. The Omar Hodiani, the Omar Hirisani, the Radak here is bothered, why is there repetition? First he says, Hodiani, you have made it known to me, and then it says, Hirisani, Shaloyla Noichach, Ulanoichach Echad. There are two different forms. One is, you've made it known to me, and one is the second person, one is the third person. Hashem Hodian, he has made it known to me, Vo'edo Oz Hirisani, then it's not direct. It's not you, Hashem. The first expression is V'Hashem, you, Hashem Hodiani. The second expression is Oz Hirisani, it has been shown to me. But here it's Shaloy L'Noichach. I think that's what he means. In other words, I think what he means to say over here is this poetic repetition, and we change the form of direct and indirect in order to emphasize the point that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has revealed the people over here are trying to assassinate him. Now, let's I'm going to leave the Targum in a moment. Let's see if I have the Targum. Here it is, okay. Okay, let's see the Targum. Pasuk Yud Ches. Okay, the Hashem Alpani. Alpani means ulpan, to teach. Hashem has taught me. The Alifas, two expressions of teaching, the chain ach zesani oivodehon, and therefore I see their deeds. He doesn't really explain. He does explain. Hashem has made known to me what is about to transpire. Next pasuk. Pasuk Yutes. Vani I am kicheves aluf yuval litvoyach. There are two translations for these two words. Is aluf coming to modify keves, or is aluf an independent noun? According to Rashi and according to the Medrash's first interpretation, it's a separate noun. A keves is a sheep. Aluf is a shor, is an axe. I am like, and therefore the pasuk should really more precisely, more correctly, have a vav. It should be aniki keves va'aluf with the vav. However, it's very common, as Rashi and the Radak is going to explain the style of the psukim, when you have two nouns juxtaposed, you omit the vav. It's not that uncommon. So here he's comparing himself to a sheep and to a axe, yuval litvayach, that is being brought to the slaughter. Now this can mean one of, so we see inside of the partial explanation, so this can mean one of two things. Either it means that I was going to be assassinated, according to the Radak, continuing with the Radak's interpretation, I was being led to my assassination, to my death, unaware, just like an axe and a sheep have no clue what is coming next. I was speaking to them, they offered me food, I would have eaten, I would have died, just like an axe and a sheep are taken to the slaughter without any warning. Or the interpretation is, the people, they hate me. I am a prophet. Going back to Rashi, Rashi learns the previous pasuk has nothing to do with this. These pasukim have nothing to do with the assassination plan. That's coming up later on. According to Rashi and the Radak, with the Rebbe Mitzudos, we're just dealing with a general description of his mission. I have a very unpleasant job. I have the worst job in the world. I have to give Musar. And people hate me. They hate me with intensity for the Musar. I have no choice. It's not like I have another option in life. Hashem has recruited me. He has sent me to do my job. Just like an axe and a sheep are being sent to their slaughter, to their death. That's what life for me is all about, being sent to do things that are very unpleasant. Like a sheep and like an axe, yuval, that are being brought litvoyach. Okay, the second interpretation of the word aluf means choice. Alufi umiyiduahi. You are my friend, my master. It means my master, and here it means in this context like a chosen keves, like a sheep that is selected, that is special, that's being brought to for slaughter. You hear me saying, I am a targeted man. I'm not just going to be an innocent, just a person that was killed by accident. They have handpicked me for assassination as a target in order to make a statement. V'lo yadati, and I did not know, ki olai choshu machshavos, that the people of my own city, or in the whole Klal Yisrael, they're plotting against me, and they're saying among themselves, nashchisa eitz belachmo. Let us destroy him. How will we destroy him? Eitz. Eitz is a code word for poison. And that's the devil of last week's parasha. Last week's parasha was, the parasha is Peshala. When the water was bitter, so they came to Marah and they put an eitz. By Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Mayevsky is not here yet. So the pasuk here says that Hashem told him by Yireh Hashem eitz. Hashem showed Moshe Rabbeinu a tree. And they took that piece of wood, and they put it into the water, and then the water became vayimtoku hamoyim. The water became sweet. So here as well, the word eitz. Now the Chazal said that the miracle was that if something bitter was able to make something sweet. The water was bitter, and the eitz was bitter. And when you combine two bitter items, the water became sweet. That doesn't make sense. If you combine two bitter items, it should become even more bitter. So Chazal say in Echnami, this was a miracle. Kadosh Baruch Hu tried to show that the sweetness and bitterness does not depend upon teva; it depends upon the Yad Hashem. Vayoreu Hashem eitz, vayashlichehu al hamoyim, vayimtoku hamoyim. So the word eitz we find in Parashas Beshalach is a code word for something bitter. And in this context, it's so bitter, it's mar mimoves. It's even more bitter than death. This eitz, a code word for poison, Hashem said, they said, let us go and let's destroy him by putting eitz, poison, in his bread. And we'll cut him off from the land of the living. Oh, there will no longer be a Yirmiyah. Yirmiyah will be removed from the face of this earth. Okay, there's a lot going on. Let's take a go back to the superstar. And Pasuk says, Pasuk Yud, Pasuk Yud, Esvani, Ritzon Eloimar, Loi, Midati, Ani Hodech, Lenuvos, Aleihem, Horo'ah. Rashi Mitzudah says Lishitasai. We have not yet discussed. We were just discussing first a general description of his mission. He's saying that it's not my free will that allows me, that has decided that I should come and give Musa to Klal Yisrael. Ki Yad Hashem Chayseh Chazok Olai. It was the Yad Hashem that was forced upon me. Lo Leches Aleihem, to go to them Ulenabos, and to give over words of prophecy. Va'ani, I am nothing more ki Keves, like a sheep. Va'aluf, notice here the Mitzudos adds a vav into the word va'aluf. Asher kolecha mehem yuvol l'tvayach shlom yiritzonu. Each one of these things are brought to the slaughter against its will. Ki ein chefsi l'nabas aleihem ra'ah. I likewise I compare it to them because I had no desire whatsoever to speak evil against the Jewish people. V'lo yadati, v'lo edam apishri b'zeh. I was unaware that I was guilty, that the people of the Klal Yisrael would consider me to be guilty for giving them harsh words of Musar. Asher him they plan evil plots. The Oymen, they would say among themselves, Nashchis Macholoi Be'etz Hamemis. Let us destroy, or more precisely, poison his bread, his lechem, with poison. Ritzon Eloimar, Nosim Sam Hamoves Be'macholoi, will put poison in his food. We will remove him, we will eliminate him from the face of the earth. He will die, he will no longer exist. His name will no longer be remembered anymore. That's a very powerful expression. That's how much they hated Yirmiyah. Yirmiyah, by far, is the most hated Navi in Tanakh, without question. And here is one of the major psukim. It says here they wanted to assassinate Yirmiyah, to poison Yirmiyah through poison. Okay. Let's go take a look over here at Rashi. Rashi always vani ki I am kekeves aluf. Ra asher yuval litvayach, that is being brought to the slaughter. Yuval lefi shani moidiam horah heim oimim lehargeni. Being that I predict, I tell them what's coming to them, they want to kill me. Now Rashi explains the word aluf here in this context means a axe, or like or an eagle, a calf, or an axe. Kekeves aluf dunash. What do these two words mean? So it says dunash. Dunash is a very popular grammarian that Rashi quotes in Chumash. And now we have a new person. I wonder if he appears anywhere else in Tanakh. I have no clue, but it's very fascinating to do some historical research. The Yehuda ben Korish. Okay, who is Yehuda?
My
wife says
Kodish.
I have a Resh. Okay, whatever it is. Kodish or Kodish. Name of a person. Okay, a new person. We have Menachem and Dunosh. These are two very popular commentators that Rashi quotes very often. And now we have a new fellow. Yehuda ben Kodish or Kodish. Pasruhu. They have translated the word to mean Kekeves. Upar. Keves is the Keves. And the Aluf is an axe. Asha yuval l'tevach, that's being brought to the slaughter. V'aluf k'lo shigar alufecha. The word aluf is, like it says, shigar means the discharge of your sheep. Of nash alufecha means of your issue. Alufecha, which comes out of the womb. What comes out of the womb? So it depends. If it's an ox, then it comes out of the womb. If it's a par, it comes out an eagle. If it's a sheep. Then it comes out a baby sheep, a kivsa, a lamb. So, but the point of here is this expression shigar means the issue, the discharge of your issue, of what comes forth. So here we see alufecha in this context. If we already have the keves, then we have the word aluf. It must mean the other form, which means the axe. The yafal pishloy nemar valuf, even though the vav is absent, doesn't matter. It's very common to have two nouns juxtaposed without a vav. Yesh lanu kayetz bo shemesh yoreach omad zuvula. The sun, the moon stood in zuvula, stood in heaven. And there the word yoreach there means shemesh v'yoreach. That's how we interpret it. Kisus Agur came at Tzavtzeif. Agur is another creature. It's some type of creature which gives out shrieks, loud sounds, and there are also the interpretations of Kisus the Agur. Fine. Now we come to Menachem. We have Dunosh, we have Yehuda ben Kodesh, and now we have Menachem. Good trivia question. So I'm going to ask you on Trivial Pursuit. Where do we have in Rashi all three of the popular grammarians? And here you got it. This means kevesh gadol, chosen, a chosen sheep. I am a targeted fellow for assassination. The Yonason Messiah, Yonason likes the parish of Menachem, because Yonason translates kimar bechir, it chosen, a sheep that is chosen for slaughter. Let's go further now. Shlitsa eitz belachmoi, nirmei samo demosa bemachle, let us put poison in his food. Let's see the Targum, once we have the Targum, let's see the Targum, Pasuk Yutes. Pasuk reads, Vani and I, Ki'imar Bechir, like a chosen sheep. Dil nichsisa, that's being taken for slaughter. The shkita mitubel, that is being brought. V'lo yad yudois, I did not know. Ki alei chashivu eshtonin, bishin. Eshtonin means thoughts. I did not know that they were planning evil plans, evil plots upon me. Omrin, they would say, nirmei samo demosa b'mechle, let's put some poison in his food. Unishet sine, we have the word many times, it means to destroy him. Nashchisa me'ara di'Yisrael, now here notice, he translates very interestingly, me'eretz hachayim, meaning from Eretz Yisrael. Ushmei lo yidkar od, his name will no longer be remembered. Now let's see the Radak. Radak pasig yotes. Vani kekevesh aluf kimo. So the Radak first explains the pasig according to the parish of the Mitsudos and the parish of Dunash. Valuf chosar vav. It means, aluf means an ox, and we're missing a vav. We had it in Rashi. Ruvein Shimoin. There as well it means Ruvein Vishimoin. The Hadamim Lochem, there are many examples. Valuf Ushar. Aluf is an axe. Kamo Alufeinu Misubolim, they're fattened. Our oxen are fattened. Bechem Mishkal Echad Shigar Lofecha. A simple expression, the discharge of your oxen. Shigar is the did. I guess the idea is your axe. Your oxen give forth agolim, calves. The Yoinus Amtir game, Ki'imar Bechir, chosen sheep. Perish Aluf Ta'ar. The word Aluf is a Toar is a description. It is an adjective. Lekeves shahoye nivcha, that it's chosen. Kama aluf teimon, like aluf teimon. There, the word aluf means the chiefs of Esav. Esav had 11 alufim. Omar Hanavi, ani yisi mohem kodim shodieni okel ze. So here now he finally explains that Yirmi is saying I was with them. I was sitting at a party. I was invited to a su'uda, and I was sitting with them. Koidem Shodiani Hokelze, before Kodesh Baruch Hu told me, revealed to me, suddenly I got a phone call in the middle. I was invited to a mesiba, to a wedding, and I was sitting there, all of a sudden, Yirmiya, you have a phone call. And who was on the other end of the phone? The Ribbono Shel Olam. And he said, Yirmiya, watch out, the food is poisoned. Kamo Hakeves Oyashar, I was just like a sheep or an ox. Sheyuvilu oisol lebeis hamit b'chaim letavach, I was trying to pronounce it right, letabach also to slaughter it. You take an axe to the slaughterhouse. V'hu kishemolichin oso eni yodel ki l'sheichtoi molichin oso. The animal has no clue that it's being taken to the slaughter. Kei nani hayu molichin osi k'roi v'k'roivi u'miyudoi. My closest associates would take me to dine l'acholi mohem. Lo hayisi yodea ki l'hamiseni molichin osi. I had no clue that they were planning to poison me. V'hine lo im lo hodiani hokel. If not for the fact that I have revelation that they're trying to kill me, hayu mimisin osi, they would kill me. And what exactly was their plot? Oymim vem, they would say, Mashchisa eats belachma. Upeusha kitargumo, Nirme samo demosa benechle, let's put poison in his food. The Omar, Nashchisa mokum nesima. If we would write this pasuk, we would expect it to say nosima, it's the set to insert. However, Adarab, the word Nashchisa is just as good, because Nashchisa has the connotation of destruction. The Omar Nashchisa kumemokum nesima, ki hatesuma hazos hoiso hashchasa. This setting was destructive. The eitz, the word eitz, perush, eitz mavis, eitz here means poison. Kulaimar, eitzu sam hamavis, v'chein v'yir Hashem eitz. I quote you from B'shalach. Amushu eitz mar, it's bitter. V'hoye neis b'soch neis. That bitter went and made bitter water sweet. So here we learn, at least we can learn from that pasuk in B'shalach, the word eitz is a code word for a poison. B'lachmai, yeah?
What did the
Radakhtar
tell us with the definition of Aluf and concerning
Esau? It means it was chosen, a chief, a prince.
How does that fit into?
That's a second interpretation. Aluf is not a she, is not an ox. Aluf is an adjective. It's modifying keves. The keves is not your ordinary keves. It's a chosen keves. It's the best. Like the chief is the most choshuv. It's a keves that is special. When in the context of this pasuk, that means that Yirmiyah, I was targeted. It wasn't that. They designated me as a special person, priority one. When it comes to assassination, they told the assassins, this is priority one. He's the one you got to get. We don't care about the other targets. You're not going to accomplish the mission if you take out the wrong person. You got to get the chief.
Rabbi, when he revealed the Nevuah was in front of a crowd, how did he reveal the Nevuah?
Nevuahs generally revealed in front of crowds. That's the difference between Nevi'im and Ksuvim.
They didn't have to come and listen to him if they really hated it.
So they did not have to come. No, so that's what we learned is that no, they had to listen. He forced it upon them. He woke up early in the morning. Like we learned before, he woke up early in the morning. He stood in front of their houses, and as they walked down on the way to work, he said his piece, and he made sure that they heard it. So he would see from Chazal Hashkem v'Erev that he actually forced it down their throat. Today we live in a free world. You know, if you don't know, if you don't listen to the radio, you don't watch television, you don't know who's running for president. They're inclined to listen.
They want to hear it.
Okay, but no one's forcing you.
That's why you have these big crowds around these
protesters.
People tend to crowd around and listen to it.
They have nothing better to do to go to Cleveland, stand outside there and run around like Michigan.
You know what they call Cleveland, the mistake by the lake?
The mistake? I never heard of why. Or
it was a polluted city.
It was a center of trade for a while.
All right, but no, it would appear from Chazal that it was forced upon them. Hashkein v'heret. Okay, me'eretz chayim min olam hazeh. Okay, so the Radak says that eretz chayim means this world, and he quotes what we mentioned, Yoinasan Tirgim, me'ara di Yisrael. Lo yizachar od. Okay, they still yizachar od, perish b'chayim, they don't longer remain, perish b'chayim, v'kofel inyin b'milashanis, it means he will no longer remain alive. It's very frightening stuff here. Assassination. I don't think for other Nevi'im you don't have this. This is unique to Yirmiyah. The openness.
Well, there are other Nevi'im that were assassinated.
They were assassinated.
Who was killed in the Beis Hamikdash? Zachariah.
We mentioned at the beginning. Zachariah. But we mentioned the difference. So Radak called that he was assassinated. He was a martyr. At least he became a martyr. Here they wanted to assassinate Yirmiyah with food poisoning, which would have a lingering effect. He would die 8 or 10 days later, coming to the Rakhtak later on.
He didn't have autopsies. You wouldn't know that he died.
Exactly. You would not know that he died. You would not know exactly what he wanted to do. Oh, Nebuch, they would come and they would be maspid him. What a great person, what a tzaddikal, and no one's going to know the truth. They were trying to cover up his assassination. So, but they obviously hated him to a very great degree. And Hashem only revealed over here what happened. Now let's go for it's very interesting how he responds. So, you know, if you know, when we think of biblical figures, we think the tzaddikim, the marvel midoisa. We hear these stories of tzaddikim. Someone's coming, someone robs their house at gunpoint, and after they rob, they clean them out. They run after them. Moichel you. Don't worry. This shouldn't be gezel. I really never understood these stories. I identify more with Yirmiyah. Yirmiyah says here, I don't forgive you. You should get what you deserve. You should burn. You should be obliterated. This is more tachlis, right? This is the real gedolim stories. There are certain people that you don't forgive. And Yirmiyah here, it's very fascinating how now he's going to respond. And here we begin his response. Pasuk Chaf, Hashem Tzevokos Shefet Tzedek. Hashem Tzevokos is the truth Shefet. Boichen Kloyos Levek HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he examines the kidneys and the heart, which means the parts of the body, the parts of the mind, which produce thought. Kidneys give advice, and the heart is a sensitivity to discern. And he says here very powerful words. Again, he's talking about his own langsmen, his own people, from Anosos. He says, Ere nikmoscha mehem, ribayne shalolam, may I live to witness the revenge you will take from these people for what they plan to do to me. They didn't even do it. He remained alive just for the attempt. I shall live to see what they'll get, their punishment. I'm not moichel them. There's no mechila. Very interesting. Ki elecha gilisi esri, because to you, Hashem, I reveal my frustration, my quarrel, my frustration. And don't we have a general rule of, you're not allowed to be moiser dinoi la shamayim. You're not allowed, the person, it's a very frightening thing about cursing other people. And about being moiser, if a person says, Tashem Hashem, you judge them. You judge them, and if a person does this, Chazal say you're opening up upon yourself, din. It could have Rachmana Litzlan, a boomerang effect. The curses you wish upon them, can Rachmana Litzlan come upon you? And this is illustrated with David. David had a very difficult life with his children, with Avshalom. David was sick for many years. We don't think about it. We think about David, the glorious David HaMelech. He's sitting there by a spring of water with a harp, and everything is so beautiful and pleasant. Most of his life, he was sick. He was lying in a bed, and he was very, very sick. That's what we say in Tachnon. And he thought he would die a good chunk of his life. And then the part that he was well, he was dealing with Grois Tzaras. His own son tried to kill him, tried to remove him from his malchus. His steps, his sons, one raped Amnon and Tamar, one son raped his daughter. I mean, he dealt with the feralach things, David HaMelech. And David had Yoav. Yoav was his general, his good, loyal, right-hand man. And Yoav went and he turned sour against him. And with the rebellion of Avshalom, he turned sour. And when Avshalom rebelled, who joined Yoav? Avshalom and Yoav? David cursed Yoav. And all, Chazal say, all the curses that he put upon Yoav ultimately came upon David and David's descendants. So it's very difficult how to reconcile the numerous Mamori Chazal that severely warn us not to ever chas v'sholom curse another person, and never to say, Ribbono shel Olam, I demand that you take up my cause. I see that this world is corrupt. There's no din in this world. I go to the Bezdin, they look at me, what are you talking about? You lose, and I say to the Bezdin, you don't know what you're talking about. How dare you go tell me that I lose when this person has done to me a terrible avla? So a person is inclined to say, Ribbono shel Olam, I demand mishpat. You should take a mishpat. This is a very common natural reaction a person has when he's frustrated. And Chazal warn a person, don't ever do that. Because Rachmana Litzlan, when you do that, you're opening up mishpat against yourself in Shemayim. And the curses that you put on others can Rachmana Litzlan come upon you. And yet, we have here Yirmiyah. He does just that. And I have not, in my very limited review of these inyanim, come across anyone that really deals with this issue. Yeah.
We say, well, I'm not sure about these things, but we say, There's a couple of tilmans that you say.
We don't specify an individual. In those examples, that is true. We do not specify individuals. There's a very big difference between focusing generally on the enemies of Klal Yisrael and upon. La Moshim was written for Jews, heretics.
Yeah, guys who turned.
Right. So those people were extremely evil. And there, at least it was given legitimacy to do something by Shmuel, what was it, Shmuel HaKatan?
Yeah.
Shmuel HaKatan. So there they were, that was an exception. Because first of all, even Chazal said, that's all part of the discussion. Who was Roy to compose such a tefillah? Being that this matter is something that is so serious, that is so frightening, the average person could not compose such a nusach, because who says that it was l'shem shemayim? It was only on the statue of Shmuel HaKatan that was able to compose such a nusach. But you're right; that's part of the discussion. Okay, so let's see what's here in the problem.
Seems to say that it wasn't what he was asking for. It's not mekabel for me.
For the Ribono Shel Olam, that is a chil Hashem. It's a chil Hashem that the umos olam should see that your own people turn on your leaders. Okay, let's see over here. Pasuk. It's true, you know. It's very true because, like, you hear in the news that when a politician speaks out against the Pope, there's always the Pope. what's the Dalai? What's the one guy in China?
Dalai Lama.
Yeah. See. There's always a discussion. There's always a follow. Read the comments. How could you go speak about? You know, there are certain things that are off limits. How can you speak about? So you're right. You see, by the Umos Olam today, you read the Sadoras, everything goes. But go back a couple of years, even today to some degree. Al achas kam of a kam by Klal Yisrael. There's an expectation that we do have their cherets for our leaders. So you're saying, according to the Malbim, is that it was a very great chil Hashem that the Umos Olam should see that Klal Yisrael had no respect for their leaders. At the kach they assassinated. And it's very true. When Rabin was assassinated, I was in college then, and I had a Greek professor. There was a professor. A computer professor, and there were a couple of guys in the class, and you really felt the chil Hashem. And on that, like the day after Rabin was assassinated, on Shabbos, he was assassinated. I think it was Mitzvah Shabbos. I think it was Monday, and I remember how this professor, he was a Greek, a brilliant professor, brilliant guy, and he looked at us in class, like the collection of the firm guys, and he made some comments. And after, I remember we had to go meet with him afterwards. Afterwards, we had to meet with him too. We had some assignment, and he had a conversation with us about this, about what happened. And you saw, like, the chil Hashem that among you Jews, you yourself go kill the prime minister, you assassinate the prime minister. How could such a thing happen? Like, you just know different than all the other, the Umos Olam, than another political leader. And the Chil Hashem, okay, you're not dealing with religious, but still, Klal Yisrael is Klal Yisrael. Doesn't make you religious, not religious. There's certain traits of Yisrael by Shonim Heim, Gol Mechasadim. It really shook me up that Chil Hashem. So you're saying here, very good, from the Malbim, you're saying over here that it's not personal. You're taking away part of the question. You're taking away the question that you're, it's not personal. It's a chil Hashem that cannot be forgiven, and there has to be justice. To some degree, like look at Zechariah. I mean, this is a major theme in the kinos. There are two kinos that discuss the mitzvah of Zechariah, and the blood was bubbling, and when the Chazal say 1.2 million, or something like that, or I don't remember the exact numbers, like a million people were killed in the when the Nebuzaradan tried to appease the blood that was bubbling on the floor of the Beis HaMikdash. So what's Pshat Zechariah? Zechariah is taking personal revenge. It's also part of the discussion. So you're saying there also is a, it's not me, It's the Chilul Hashem. But you got to be very, very careful. No one today in this day and age can say it's the Ribbono Shel Olam. We're not on that Madriga today to say with the Ribbono that we're doing it L'Shem Shemayim. It's not Shaykh today. Everyone has their own Negiyos. So it's really very, very hard. It's very hard to relate to this. But you have over here two Mahalchim. It's either personal or it's Mamish L'Shem Shemayim. How dare they do such thing? Let's take a look at the commentators in Sapos Sechof. In the Mitzvot David, the Hashem Tzivokos, Avlato Hashem Tzivokos, Halayato Shefet Tzedek. You are the true Shefet. Uboichein Lodas Machshavos Kloisav. You examine a person's innermost thoughts. V'teida, and you are aware. Shein Simcha Belibi behanavuos behinah baos lohem hara. I get absolutely no satisfaction in prophesying upon them harm. So therefore, it's not. I'm innocent. I'm a victim. I'm the victim. They claim they're the victims. I'm the true victim. I'm doing L'Shem Shemayim. Era l'chein, era hanakama shetikach nehem. Let me see. I want to see the punishment that they will get. Ki elecha levat, elecha ani megala esariv sheyesh li bohem aval hoychachtim al zeh l'ch. I have given them musar. So like Mr. Maril, so you're saying, oh, you asked a question. Did he say this to the people? Seemingly, yes. Seemingly, he told them, I know what you're I'm aware of the plot. I'm aware of this. Netanyahu recently said, no, there was no plot. He went somewhere, Netanyahu, right? They tried to... Africa, so there was all this in the media. Did they try to... Was there an assassination attempt? Not. Says, no. There was no. When you say no, what does it mean? It means yes. Whenever someone tells you something, you know automatically that's human nature. There's something going on here. So he's telling the people, I know exactly what you're planning against me, and therefore that was part of the Musar. But to you, Hashem alone, I make known my frustration and I demand justice. Let's see Rashi Pasuk Chaf. Ered nikmoscha mehem Hashem, may I see justice. Es anshe anosos hoyem mikalel. Rashi emphasizes, and this is really taken from what it says at the end of the parak, the last parak, is that he's focusing specifically on the people of the city of Anosos. Anosos, they were the primary targets of his anger. They were the ones who wanted to assassinate him. This is who he's referring to over here. Let's see the Radak. Pasik Chof. V'Hashem Tzavokah Yitzhefet Tzedek. Shafteini Mehem. Judge me. In other words, take up my cause. Ki ato shefet and bitzedek, you are shefet bitzedek. Berchleis v'leit, ki ato bochant libam lichulia. Some you have examined their hearts and their kidneys. V'hoydatani machshavosam, you have made known to me their machshavos. Kidei she'eshmor mehem, I should guard myself from their evil schemes. Ered nikmasam kloimashloi almost ad she'ered shetikach mekom lehem. Look at this, very interesting. I shall live to see punishment. I always wonder about this. I always never understand this concept, what exactly this means. I shall live to see. What happens? We are maminim. Maminim b'nei maminim. So let's say we don't live to see. So in the other world, isn't it the same? Let's say you want to see something good happen. You're waiting.
Same satisfaction.
Oh, so that's what it must mean. It really, so I mean, we don't know. No one came out to tell us. So what is the satisfaction in the next world?
Here we know
what's that, but it's a very bizarre concept. You want to see your grandchildren get married. You want to see your great grandchildren. Halavai, I shall live to see great grandchildren. So let's say you don't live to see great grandchildren. So it's a difference. So in the next world, you live 120 years, and in the next world, you'll see you have great grandchildren. Is a difference in satisfaction? Who's to say, who's to explain the concept of Hano in this world versus what you know in the next world? With Maminim, B'nai Maminim, this is only a prozdar, Lo'ilam Haba. You see from Yirmiyah, at least according to the parish of the Radak, no, there is, like he's saying, there is something unique about living to see something in this world. I told this to you many times about the fellow who was trying, who wrote a book, that Hitler, Yimach Shemo V'Zichro, escaped to Argentina. And since he wrote his book, new research has come out. A lot of very interesting things that he never died in a bunker with his girlfriend. He is very very possible. There are eyewitness accounts that he escaped to Argentina. He had Parkinson's, so he probably didn't live more than another 10-15 years. So they asked this fellow, Lamainafgamina, what are you coming to be mitzaher all of the Holocaust survivors? Let bygones be bygones. He's dead. So what are you doing it? So he said, no, you don't understand. If Hitler lived, he escaped to Argentina, he would have lived to see the establishment of the State of Israel. That's sweet revenge. And I want that Taka should have lived. I want my research to be validated that he should have had that revenge. So I right away thought, what's the difference? There's this world, there's the next world. So the next world is burning. He's being obliterated in the next world. So what's the difference? You see from Yirmiyah, there's something to having revenge in this world. Ere, look at these words here. It's very powerful stuff. Ere nikmascha kiloyma sheloyomus. He should not die. I want to see in this world there's something satisfying about revenge in this world. He'll get in the next world also.
It shows you that there's a game plan, that God has a game plan. You know, that when something bad happens, you understand it, but if you see the end of the story, then everything makes sense. Once it makes sense, you have more emuna.
That's what you want to suggest. That's the Hano. The Hano is more emuna for the people. There's another degree of understanding,
right,
of error. Okay, there's another degree of understanding in this world. All right, okay, there are different ideas, but the point I just want to bring out is this.
It's like you said, without the establishment of the State of Israel, the Holocaust makes no sense at all.
It still makes no sense. I'm sorry.
So here you can see there was a game plan. There's a difference. It was 2,000 years, almost.
I don't think we can go there. I don't think we can even. The Holocaust was so horrific. You can't even go there. You can't even say anything about the Holocaust. It's so. Okay, but take notes. That's just the point. It's something very interesting, at least to me, this idea. Era, I shall live to see vengeance. Next, Kielech, the next verse of the Radak, Kielech, Gilisias Rivi, Ainli, Och, Vakarv, Legalis Rivi. Now, this is something very, very frustrating. This is a very frustrating when you don't even have one friend. You know, sometimes you're at work, and there's some conspiracy against you. Or you're a rabbi, and there's some conspiracy against you by the Balabatim. There's a board meeting. It's challenging to know what happened. What happened at the board? What happened at the membership meeting? What went on? What did they do? What was the discussion? What are the plans and the schemes? At least I should have one spy. I should have one person in there that's loyal to me that should tell me exactly what happened. Right? Isn't that a mitzvah in life?
No.
One friend? No. Yirmiyah here is extremely frustrated. I don't even have one person that will come and be a spy and to tell me some inside information. Yeah.
Is there a difference between seeing justice done and revenge?
It's the same. What's the difference?
Not necessarily justice.
No, so by Hashem it is. Hashem it's used interchangeably. Hashem, it's used interchangeably. I understand. It's one thing like the Goyim, you know, you have crazies, extremists that go way off the handle. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like he says, a Shefei Tzedek. That's how he begins. Hashem here is the pasuk begins. Hashem Tzivakoy Shefei Tzedek. Baruch and Klois V'Lev Ered Nikmoscha. So you're using Nikmoscha.
Tzedek is one term.
Eren Nikmoscha.
The same sentence.
But you tell that Nikam is more than what you deserve, right? But you can't say that by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that he begins. He prefaces his words.
Justice done means he's convicted and sentenced to 30 years. Nikam is he was killed by a bus. He was run over by a bus. That's the
You can't say that. I don't think you can say that. By Kodesh Baruch Hu, everything is Hatsur Tamim Paolo Ki Chol Drachal Mishpat Kel Emuna Ve'en Avel. By Kodesh Baruch Hu, everything is Mishpat. We don't understand it. It's beyond our comprehension, but this is what it seems to say. Okay, let's go further. Ki Elecha. Now, this is very, very frustrating. If you've been in this situation, you know exactly when you can really identify. You can identify with this feeling. Ki Elecha Gilisi Esrivi Ainli Och V'Karv Legalis Esrivi. I have no one out there that is a spy that can reveal to me some what is going on behind closed doors. Ki Heim Chashu Lehamiseni. And only to you it is revealed. You know, the Radak over here is learning different than the Mitzudos, because the Mitzudos learned that to the public, I'm telling them I know what you're planning. I know what's up your sleeve. Revenge? I'm not going to make that. It's not a public statement. I'm not going to publicly say, "Ribbono Shel'Olam, I can't win until you punish these people." Only to you, Hashem, I make that statement. That's how the Mitzudos learns to take the pasuk. Half the pasuk is a public statement, and half the pasuk is a private statement between Yirmi and the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Radak doesn't say that. The Radak says it's part of his frustration. No one, only you, Hashem, know what they're trying to do to me. I don't even have one friend out there that will help me out. Which one? The Anshei Anosos. The Anshei Anosos who planned and plotted his assassination. The Anshei, we said before, the Anshei Anosos are planning his assassination. Only you, Elech Gilisias Rivi, V'yato Tikach Mishpati Mehem, you will exact revengeance from them, from the Anshei Anosos. Uvi'omro Gilisi, Dibritor Kloshim Le'adam, Ki Golu V'yadu L'fanov, V'bu'afur HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it is known, V'chein Tirgum Yonason Gilisi Amaris. Let's take a look at the Yonason Pasik. Two-way. Here you clearly see two-way conversation.
Nobody's telling me. Hashem can tell me exactly what
he's going
to do. Hashem did.
Hashem told him. That's how he knew.
That's how he knew. Right. He did. Hashem did tell him. Hashem told him. And now he's just frustrated. Now he's expressing his frustration. You had to tell me, Hashem. And no one else told me. That means I don't even have a friend. I don't. They're all a bunch of Rishonim. And therefore, obliterate all of them. He's speaking to Hashem, and he's asking Hashem to punish them. And he's saying, since you are the only one who knew this, and you revealed this, not for you revealing this to me, I would never have known this. Obviously, I have no friends, and therefore, every single last one of them is deserving to be punished. It's a two-way conversation. Now, the Lubavitcher Rebbe is famous in saying, that when you learn, Hashem is, when you daven, you are speaking to Hashem. And when you learn, Hashem is speaking to you. It's a two-way conversation, even bizman hazeh. A lot of gedolim, they take this very
seriously. It's not an interchange. It's not an exchange of thoughts.
It depends on what level you're on. It depends what level you are. No, there are many gedolim Yisrael. There are many stories that when people come to ask them questions, when they have their seder halimut, they sit and learn the whole day, and they have hours when people come to ask them advice, ask for das Torah guidance. And they take very seriously the hashkocha of things that they've just learned, things that they have just studied. Is basically Hashem is telling them, giving them answers to the questions that are being presented. Like they happen to learn that day a sugya, and in that sugya there's a certain idea that's being expressed, and a person comes 5 minutes later and has a shaila. Look at that hashkocha. Hashem told me the answer. When you study Torah, Hashem is speaking to you. Hashem is giving you Torah, but in the Torah, He's also giving you ammunition. He's also giving you advice and how to conduct yourself in your daily affairs. So there is even this manazet, two-way conversation between us and Kadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, could be other sinners, but I heard this from the Lubavitcher Rebbe. When I went to the oil, he told it to me.
Just like another year.
Okay, let's go further. It was a very good experience. You should all go.
Yeah.
You should all go to the oil. It's very enlightening to go to the oil.
My son got very angry. His daughters didn't take him to Babaji.
They took them?
So he asked, first of all, they said, he had their name. First she said no, and then she said yes. And what he really got angry was they wrote letters to the Rebbe.
They wrote Rebbe to the Rebbe Mamish. That's already too much.
Did they say Mamish?
Okay, let's go further. Let's go further. We finished this. Tribulation Adam. Yes, we have to Targum Yonasan. Targum Yonasan and Pasik. Chaf. Okay, Pasik Chaf. Targum Yonasan. Vashem Tzivakois. Dayon Kishot. That's the Shofet Tzedek. Galyon kodemohi kulyon v'leiv. It is revealed before Hashem the kidneys and the heart. Echazei puranus dinoch minho. May I witness to see the punishment that you will exact from them. Arei kodemoch amareis yos ulboni, because before you I reveal my complaint. Okay, make sure I'm translating that right. So he's translating the words over here. Kielecha gilisias revi means my complaint. Okay, it's somewhat not really translating more than Rashi than the Tzudos, which can probably be interpreted in multiple ways. Let's go to another pasuk. Let's chapar another pasuk. Pasuk chaf aleph. Lochein for koyama Hashem alanshe anoso. So says Hashem concerning, here is Hashem's response. Hamavak shemes nashecho leimor, who want. Now here's a quotation. So says Hashem concerning. Now here, everything now in this pasuk is all a modification. It's all explaining the nature of the anshei nasos. These are people. Havavak shemes nafshecha lemar. They say to you, lo sinavei b'shem Hashem v'loy samus biyodenu. The people have warned you not to prophesy in the name of Hashem, and not so that you will not die. In other words, they warn you. Yirmiyah, they warn you. They warn you. We're going to kill you. If you continue to prophesize in the name of Hashem, we are going to kill you. Now the Radak is going to ask the obvious kasha. Yirmiyah just said one moment ago that I had no idea they wanted to kill me. So the Radak is going to say one moment is that doesn't mean anything. Every day I get assassination letters. Every day the president, they send every day to the president, they send hundreds of death threats.
It wasn't credible.
It's not credible. Of course they're going to say this. That's how people talk. They talk, if you don't keep your mouth shut, we're going to kill you. But I didn't know they were really serious. That's how the Radak explains the contradiction between the Pasuk and the Pasuk Gap. Let's see over here the Mitzudas first. Pasuk Chaf Aleph Hamavakshim. So says Hashem concerning the people of Anosos who are extremely wicked, who want to kill you. Asher Hamavakshim Lekachasas Nafshecha Leimar. Asher Armoncha, they say to you, Lo Sinoi B'Shem Hashem, do not prophesy. V'oz Lo Samos B'Yodenu. And if you don't prophesy, then you will not die. Poiked eskar aleihem avoinim lahashiv gemul. That's already this next pasuk. Okay, there's a mistake over here in my text. Okay, Rashi elanshe anosos kemoi al anshe. The word el and al, we have this so many times, can be interchanged. Okay, look at the redactor. That explains lechein koyim Hashem pasuk chafal lechein v'loy smus v'yadenu. V'yei chomar, obvious contradiction. How do you say the pasuk before v'Hashem hoy diani v'harei hoy oimim lo yalpona? They said beferush ki yimisuhu im yisnade. She didn't pay attention. They were not credible, like you said. Those who are afraid, I think I don't know what gozum means, so exaggerate?
Yeah, exaggerate.
People who are afraid, they exaggerate. Exaggerators. Who's going to kill me? No one's going to kill the Navi. It didn't have any meaning. But he was not aware they would kill him secretly. That was something that cannot be known. There are types of poisons that a person needs right away. The person does not die. Some magical poison, 8 or 10 days. They would not know, so they would kill me secretly. These threats of open threats, Bogoli, would never happen for whatever reason. But I did not know that it was a secret plan to make me sick. I should die gradually, and no one would be able to to be traced to my death, and as the Mepharshim explained, is that I wouldn't be a martyr. They would kill me openly, at least I would be a martyr. Then that would, stuff would serve as Musaf for Klal Yisrael. But if I would die gradually, they would say I die due to natural causes, and therefore they would take away from what they try to do to me. Okay, let's try to finish with the parak. Upasa chabez, lochein tum obsukim very quickly, lochein koyama Hashem tzivokais, so says Hashem tzivokais. Hir mi feiket aleihem, I'm going to visit their sin upon them. Habachurim yamusu becherev, the young men will die by sword. Bineyem uvenoisem yamusu bera'av, and their sons and daughters will die in famine. So Hashem says, indeed, the day of reckoning will come when their children will die. U'sheiris lo siya lohem, there'll be no remnant to them. Ki avi ro'a alansha nasa shnas pikudasam. Indeed, Hashem says, you hear me, I will fulfill your request. I will punish them, their children and their sons and daughters will die in famine. And as far as the adults are concerned, they will be obliterated on the day of reckoning. Let's see the mysterious place to psukim very quickly. Pasuk Habez is Habakpaked. As Kor Aleim Avoidam Lahashiv Gmula will visit upon them their sins. Habachudim Hahochim Bimulchama. The young boys who go in war, they'll die. Bineim Haketanim Shnas Bikudasam. The time, the year of their visit, of their punishment. That's the time of the Chorban. The Chorban took place in the 19th year of Nebuchadnezzar. Hashana Asher Eskar Aleihem Avoinam L'Hashiv Gmul, to punish them. Let's see Rashi Pasuk Chaf Beis El Anshe Anasa. We did it already. Let's see the Radak Pasuk Chaf Beis L'Chein Kama Hashem Tzvokas Abulchum Yamus Becherav. He's asking a question. What about the adults? Habachurim Yishayiftechu Sheyiftechu Bigvurasam, the young boys who have confidence in their might, who will go out to war, Yamusu will die b'cheref. B'neim uvenosem Yamusu b'rav, the ear in the city. V'zachar habanim v'loy avos, and he refers to the banim v'loy avos, ki avos im yasigu dover machal yoichlu heim. The avos, if yasigu, the reason why we mention children, because of the avos, if they attain food, they'll keep it for themselves. In other words, they are going to be the last to die. Ki chayeim koydim l'chayei b'neim. They ate up their own children. V'lo od elosh yoichlu b'sar b'neim v'nosem b'nei harabik. They eat the flesh of their sons and daughters. U'she'eris. Anshe anasos yilku yoitzem ishar Yisrael lefi shahayu lohem lakzik yad yiryo shahim kroivavu bnei edav. He was one of their own, and therefore they are more guilty than the rest of Klal Yisrael, because they should have taken pride in Yirmiyo, and that he was one of them. V'heim hayu oimim lahamisay im yinoy b'shem Hashem, and they threatened, openly threatened to kill him if he says prophecy. Now here's something very interesting. Here is his klala was, there should be no remnant. And Hashem says, that's right, I'll destroy them in the year of Pikud Asam. Shnas HaChorbin, Shehoyis HaShnas Tesha Eshel Nebuchadnezzar, the 90th day of Nebuchadnezzar, Shepokad HaKilalayim HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought upon them as Avoinam, V'Charv HaAretz, Lin was destroyed, V'Golu HaNesharim Minachedav Minarav, and anyone who survived was sent into exile. V'Omar Ki Anshan Nosos Lo Sielem Sheris, among the Anshan Nosos there should be no remnant. The Avah Pish Nigzra Aleim Gzer Shlotiyah Lochem Sheris Beishach Shechol Aleim Shechol Aleim Gzera, even though it says there will be no remnant. V'Loch To Oivim Esoir, look what it says here. Yet it did not happen. Even though Hashem said explicitly, U'she'eris Lo Siya Lohem, there will be no remnant. It is recorded in Divrei Hayomim that when they came to build the Bayis Sheni, there were 200 Asu Teshuva V'Hoy Lohem Sheiris. V'Hu Amar Rabbos Hinn Zohem Levracha V'Chein Motzina, we find B'Shuv Golos Bavel Anshei Anosos, when they did return, Neya V'Eshem U'Shmoyna 128. So there indeed were 128 survivors of the Anshei Anosos, even though it explicitly says here U'She'eris Lo Tiyah Lohem. You learn from here the Koyach of doing Teshuvah. they do tshuva, they took seriously what Hashem said about them, it shook them up, they did tshuva, and therefore Hashem rescinded the gezerah. It's an amazing limud ha-musar. No matter what it says in the Torah, no matter how bad it says, there is always hope, and it's a limud musar to learn from the Anshei Anosos to be choizer b'shuva. Okay, that concludes the parak. Also what? Also.